This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things. Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own bullfrog spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
I know it's been a crazy year, but when did we vote for Bill Gates, the New York Times, and China to rule over us? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I stumbled on this yesterday. And just wanted to, I just felt I needed to show you this video. It's amazing. A lumberyard, it's actually a depot, train loads of lumber coming out of Canada, and they offload here, and then they're transported by tractor trailer to different lumber yards. This lumber goes on for over a quarter of a mile, maybe 3/8 of a mile. I'm just astounded at how much lumber is here, and I'm wondering why there's such a problem at the lumber yards.
So is the rest of America. Everyone's wondering why lumber shot up 230-some-odd percent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. I also have Dean Sessions coming on today talking about the truth about science, and he's such an interesting guy. I love universalmodel.com. So we have a lot going on today. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. And of course, let's start this out. I have Tracy Henderson, the attorney that we had on for speaking out about Kane County, the masks, schools, and I'm so glad you called in for a few minutes, Tracy, because I this is just after reading the piece about the fact that the teachers' unions were caught going to the CDC and trying to get them to close the schools and manipulate them, to try to wield some of their power and try to get them to close. So it's kind of interesting. This is the unions, the teachers' unions. So kind of interesting that when I stumbled on that, and then, of course, have you on today. So, anyway, we have to chat. So, Tracy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You
really
bet.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Tell us of some. You were just privy to some events going on. Please let us know what just happened.
So yeah, I think I'm the legal director for Utah Parents United.
Yes, I'm sorry, I failed to mention that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we are working to empower parents, obviously, to advocate for their parental rights. And so we go often to board meetings to support the parents, just to be a body. Mm-hmm. And I happen to have just finished the Canyon School District Board meeting and headed over to the Granite School Board meeting. And I sat in the back and I observed the entire situation. And I have to tell you that first and foremost, Utah Parents United had nothing to do with that. We don't condone that kind of behavior. But watching it from an observer's perspective, it was what I left with was the message the parents were trying to send was not being heard, obviously. And it got to such a boiling point that that's what happened. This is a symptom of the problem created by Cox, by Governor Cox.
Yeah.
And the message they were trying to send was, you're not listening, you're ignoring me, you're not engaging, my kids are suffering. And that's honestly what I heard in the room. Now, there's been a lot of misstatements in the press about how the police had to be called and to escort them out. None of that's true. What happened was they gave three speakers 15 minutes. There was 50, 75 parents in that room. Two of the speakers did not speak about what the parents were there to discuss, right? So then they sent a senator up there, one of our senators, and she took parent time. And that pushed it over the edge from my perspective.
Okay.
It created, you know, a boiling point, if you will.
Right.
And after that senator spoke about something completely different from what the parents were there to try to communicate, a parent went up and she said, you gave a senator our time, and they turned the mic off on her.
Jeez.
In the room. And so if from a, you know, from my perspective, I'm not a school board member. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to do their job, but if the school board had read the room, because there was loud responses to a teacher that went up there and said, I'm so glad you masked our kids all year, right?
No.
That's like stepping on a, putting salt in a wound for these parents in this room, right, who have been waiting all year to be heard. And there was, you know, there was not, it was cold from the board, but if the board had said, you know, if, I think what we're going to do today is give everybody 20 more minutes, 10 people, you get 2 minutes. Right?
Right.
And I'm going to take a 5-minute break, adjourn for 5 minutes, and we'll come back and you guys get your piece. If they'd have done that, this whole thing would have gone a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. So. You're talking, and for those that don't know, you're talking about a story. It hit ABC News. It hit all the mainstream, of course. And then, of course, their titling on this was the police investigating after anti-mask protesters. I love how they call them anti-mask. Disrupt Granite School District meeting and approach board members. So that's what you, that's the event that you're talking about. And obviously, just even reading the very leading headline from ABC, which are a total joke for journalism, but it's amazing how people are so demonized right now. And that was absolutely fuel to the fire. I can't believe that they ate up the time and then would not give the parents the time. It's amazing that they got it, well, that they try to get away with it.
Yeah. Why not? Why? And again, it's you know, take Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the saying.
Right.
They have a message. They're trying to communicate something. They're doing a terrible job by communicating it through violence, right?
Right.
Can you agree with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So, you know, unfortunately, it got to a boiling point. And I have to tell you that after the board left, right, the actual school board, they adjourned the meeting, they left, and then the group of parents that were there voted in a new board. And it was, you know, I stood back and I watched, and I'm a lawyer, so I was getting nervous. I wanted to be there to help in case this went a direction that wouldn't be happy.
Right.
And I was observing the parents introduce themselves that were elected to the board. And three or four of the parents said, you know, this is my very first board meeting. I've never even been here before. And wow, this is pretty wild. And I left that night after, you know, the parents voluntarily left. We worked with the police to keep it calm. You know, we educated the police that they were just going to hold this meeting as, from our perspective. You know, we just, I sort of behind the scenes keeping, because I looked across the room and I saw one of the officers calling for backup.
And
so I got a little worried for the parents, and I went to the officer and said, hey, can I help you? How's this going to go? What's going to happen next? And one of the officers was saying, this is a crime. This is a crime. And I'm like, oh, it is? It's a crime? What's the crime, officer? How can I help? You know, I'm a lawyer. How can I help? And he says, they disrupted a meeting. And I just looked at him.
A public meeting.
So, and it turns out, Kate, it is a crime in Utah. You can't loudly disrupt a meeting. Now, and again, Utah Parents United does not condone their behavior.
Well,
but I just want to make the point that after the board left, they a lot of parents who were new joined in their civil disobedience, and then they left. They left. And what when I left that night, I thought that that was just a symptom of what happens when you don't listen, right?
Right.
But it turns out that there was an another group that had organized that entire thing.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, if I had known that, I would not have gone to that board meeting at all. Because it's not productive. I mean, we're making too much progress.
Right.
I don't know if you saw, but we talked to Governor Cox at the Republican convention. Utah Parents United did.
Yes. Yes. And tell people the outcome of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know we all take it with a grain of salt, but you have to take your wins where you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we spoke to Governor Cox, and we have the video if anybody wants to see it. I think it's even up on Utah Parents United on the Facebook page. But he promised, he crossed his heart and said, I hope to die. I will not mask our children next year, nor will there be tests to play.
Where do I feel better?
Well, okay. And here's some other great news. There's going to be a legislative session, a special session being called.
Of course.
Utah Parents United met with Senator Adams, the president of the Senate, and they're calling a special session May 19th. So what we need everybody to do is kindly and respectfully email your legislator, your senators, and tell them what you want. Tell them what you want them to address.
This
is a big deal because I don't know if you also saw, Kate, another health order came out of Saunders' office.
Another what?
Another health order came out of Saunders' office. Did you hear that?
No.
So after we have this wonderful experience with Governor Cox, who was, you know, very nice, actually.
He
knew who we were. He knew where our campaign was. We have this on Saturday. On May 5th, yesterday, they issue another health order.
What was the health order?
2021-11. And it says the same thing. Our kids are still masked. So that was the other fuel to the fire that granted, if you will.
Right. But, you know, the word disrupt is an interesting word because the word disrupt is in their bylaws or whatever. But what does that actually mean? To them, it can mean anyone just saying anything at a meeting. So unless they're standing at a podium, which is really strange to me because they can turn the word disrupt into what looks like a crime for the officer. You know, that an officer would think that just because the word disrupt can be categorized as a lot of things. So, oops, here we go. Okay, are you there? Are you there? Okay, we only have about a minute left, but that word disrupt is very, it can be described in a lot of ways, and a board can say anything is a disruption, so it's in their bylaws, but I think the word disrupt is used so much against parents to even say anything, right? So it's kind of bizarre, the word disrupt, but the health order, yeah, that's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, so that was the other fuel to the fire. I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
All the work everybody's been doing to please say please, please and thank you. And it was really unfortunate that Cox did that. And I think that added to the problem at the Granite School Board meeting.
I'm sure.
You know, but you know, it didn't work, in case everybody's wondering. They didn't elect a new school board.
Right.
But I think, you know, I think Governor Cox needs to address the culture he's creating in our state.
Mm-hmm. And the school boards need to step up and realize that the parents don't like them and they don't like the job they're doing and they're mad that they're not standing up for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
thank you. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate this. Tracy Henderson, thank you. United Parents, and what a great organization that is. Thank you for doing what you do, Tracy, and the rest. I really appreciate all the efforts, and I'm glad she was there to kind of give us the lowdown. But it's just frustrating because these school board members like our ones here aren't getting it. They're not getting the message. Parents are unhappy. Parents are not going to elect you again. Sorry. They're just not. Not after this year. And this is clear evidence. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Even though we ain't got money,
so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Seems as though
I like songs that mellow me out. I need them more than ever now. Welcome back to the show. Good. Thank you to Parents United and Tracy Henderson for all the work she's doing. They're really trying. And parents are so frustrated right now that the boards and the news will demonize the parents, calling them anti-maskers and all the rest. It's just disgusting to watch. So I just wanted to mention, get your bullfrog hot tub and also swim spa. They can actually do a little pool for you too. If you have a backyard and you want to do an in-ground, they actually can do that. And it's actually affordable. It's wonderful. They have so many, things, that they can do for you. Tropical fiberglass pools. In fact, the phone number there is, 688-8797. 688-8797. They're there on Red Hills Parkway in St. George. And let me just tell you, they have outstanding reviews. They are just incredible to work with, a lot of fun, and they'll help you with what your needs are. And so I really like that about them. They're very experienced, very high integrity and quality of product. So that's why they sell the bullfrog. It's because it's the best one. Get over to Tropical and tell them we sent you. You're gonna be so grateful you did it. I'll tell you what, there's a couple of things on my mind. I was sent a sheet about the prices from a source, the prices, and I got to see that online. And let me just tell you, the prices that they get for the shots and reimbursements. And I'll go over that a little bit, too. We'll talk about that. I also wanted to let you know the Utah Supreme Court says transgenders can alter their birth certificates. Okay. Can I just offer something up here? Even with, like, let's say medical care, when you go to a certain large medical group in the state of Utah and they have an app and you have to check out your results for tests and things like that, they ask you what sex you were at birth. And I thought, you know, I wonder what would happen if all these places did not jump on the bandwagon, did not contribute to the madness, right? It would be nice because all they do is further the cultural norm because everyone's jumped on board. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
what
lie.
Sex were you at birth?
I at birth, I was told that I needed to have a little procedure done on my genitalia that made me a boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Anyway, yes, I'm just, I'll tell you what, something's really wrong here.
Boy,
and
howdy.
to change a birth certificate, I don't care what delusion you're in, you can't change that. Walter always knew what he was, and he never, I mean, well, maybe for a time he did, but when he came back from going through his sex change, he said, I am what I am. God made me this way. I am a man, you know, even though he turned into a woman for a while.
Here's my problem. I can see how a few people can psychologically manipulate people to go along with this.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how that happens. What I can't see is why the few people do it.
Right.
The few people who are behind this stuff, who push this stuff, who write the papers, ask the questions.
Right.
They need to be tarred and feathered and run out of town on a rail, because those kind of people have something seriously wrong with them. If they want to ask anyone mm-hmm. what their sex right. was at birth,
mm-hmm.
they have a problem.
Right. I am not going to disagree. I mean, you've got a problem here. It's not going to be very, it's not going to be a very big problem because of the fact that it just, it's not. This is more of a cultural thing going on right now. I doubt that all these kids have this many issues with it. I do. I doubt it. I think it's just more of a, I'm unique. I want to explore everything and everyone's giving me this gateway to find out and they're all rallying.
Yeah, but down the road, there can be a lot of repercussions from this.
I know.
You know, just let's take one little example. Mm-hmm. A kid in high school decides for a while that he's going to be homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And at the age of 22, he figures that out.
Right.
At the age of 30, he gets married,
mm-hmm.
and at his wedding, Joe stands up and says, I thought you were gay.
Right, right.
That's embarrassing.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that was just, it was so strange to see that today. It really was. We're in a weird place. Let me go over this for just a moment. I want to talk about this because this is... This is very interesting information as far as it goes for claims. So if you don't think that it's happening, if you don't think that people are making a lot of money off of these COVID vaccines, I really, really want you to listen up. So here's the reimbursements. Let's see. This was for dates of service through March 14th. And then I'll give you the after March because it went up March 15th. So before March 14th, it was, if you administer a single dose COVID-19 vaccine, you get $28.39. The administration of the first dose requiring a series of two or more doses, $16.94. Administration of the final dose to get people back in the door, got to market pretty heavy for that, $28.39. After March 15th, the administration per dose gets $40. That really adds up, doesn't it, Uncle Milty?
It adds up. and it adds up to millions of dollars.
Millions and millions and millions. Gazillions. So they're told that they have to go through the terms and conditions and reinforce what they're told to do. They are absolutely reimbursed. They're told about the key facts for services to uninsured patients, right? And they're saying that they're going to reimburse providers for vaccine administration fees associated with uninsured and testing. And if seeking reimbursement from the HRSA COVID-19 insured program, they are required to request certain information. Now, what's odd about this is they say that you are to request, and it's in italics, the person's social security number if they don't have an insurance card where they have all the information on them. So if they're uninsured, but it says that you can't make them give it to you. You have to just request it. And I'm just actually kind of wondering how many people out there where you were told, no, we need your social, instead of even following this mumbo jumbo that says that you're only supposed to request it. That way they can have a running log on who everybody is, right? It also said this, because of bipartisan legislation funding, Families First Coronavirus Response Act appropriated $1 billion to reimburse providers for conducting the testing for the uninsured. This is just the uninsured, $1 billion. And Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act provided $100 billion in relief funds, including to hospitals and other healthcare providers on the front lines of the COVID-19 response. I'm so glad they added front lines. It makes me feel like there's a true emergency. And the PPPHCEA, which appropriated an additional, because that wasn't enough, $100 billion, $75 billion in relief funds. And the coronavirus response and relief supplemental appropriations, which appropriated another $3 billion. Oh, it just keeps on coming. You just print that money and get that machine going. Woo! So within the Provider Relief Fund, the portion of the funding will be used to support healthcare-related expenses attributable to COVID-19 testing of the uninsured. This is just the uninsured. Okay. So I wanted you guys to know this. And then also, they get to put forth these claims, but they're not allowed to charge you for the visit if the visit's only about the vaccine. Okay. But you're going to get paid anyway, so no biggie. And it also said this, you know, who is eligible? Okay, who's eligible? So it said power providers are eligible for claims reimbursement if they administered Food and Drug Administration authorized COVID-19 vaccines under the emergency use authorization or FDA licensed COVID-19 vaccines under a biologics license application. Huh. What is that? What you say, right? What
a
is that?
Biologic license application.
Yeah, go look that up. That's just that. All that does is say we, pharma company, tested it. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's safe. And then they have a whole list of recalls for under the biologics license application, the BLA process.
Well, it's only an application.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. There's no answer.
No.
Yeah, you get
approved.
It. No, you don't.
Right.
No. It's just file the application
right. And
all's good.
Right. Because it's not approved. So reimbursement under this program will be made for qualifying testing for COVID-19 for treatment services with primary COVID-19 diagnosis. Okay, primary diagnosis, not the diagnosis. And for qualifying COVID-19 vaccine administration fees as determined by the government. So collecting specimens and test-related visits, including follow-up settings in office and urgent care and emergency room and telehealth and treatment office visits. And it has a whole list of things like, just has a whole list of things here and administration fees. You get reimbursed, all of it.
Well, how about this? Biologics license applications are submitted by any legal person or entity who is engaged in manufacture or an applicant for a license who takes responsibility for compliance with product and establishment standards. Like, we get a lot of that in government.
So it's very loose, and it's very you should see the recall lists of all the stuff they've propped up
yes.
through this licensing, okay, the biologics licensing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted people to know that if you don't think they're getting paid to shoot this stuff up into you, they are. They are. And here's proof.
You mean when they say free, they don't really mean free?
Gosh. Yeah. And you know, when you have a cash cow... When you have a cash cow and you're receiving this for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that walks through the door, insured or not, you get a paycheck. No wonder there's balloons and a big old sign and a welcome mat and a red carpet and they fan you and give you Krispy Kremes and then they give you a beer like they do in New Jersey or all of the things they're doing. My gosh, why would you not when you're getting a paycheck of $40 a shot? At least, because then it keeps going for more fees. I just can't even believe this. I can't believe the hospitals aren't admitting this.
Yeah. Do you know how many Americans don't earn $40 a day?
I just, it's just stunning. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had somebody fine wine. Sing a joy to the world. All the boys and girls now. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Uncle Mel Day.
Yeah. You should have changed that song a little bit and used it for the Bullfrog commercial.
I should have. I love it. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show at your service. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. Those guys are awesome. They fixed way too many cars, and I want to admit, you know, I had teenagers, and they're just really honest and great. ABC Auto Body Central, if you get in an accident, choose them. They'll come to your home, they'll do an assessment, but they're just really good, and they're perfectionists, which I actually really like in an auto body place, because they're perfectionists. I mean, they want to make sure it's absolutely perfect and safe and wonderful when you get back into it. But I also noticed one thing is that they're really quick, and you got to have some major skills to be a perfectionist and be quick about it. So my hat's off to ABC, because they really do a fantastic job and want to get you back in your car. And they'll work with the insurance company. They take away the headache. So give ABC a call. You'll love working with them. They're just awesome. I wouldn't choose anyone else. ABC's it. So, gosh, Bill Gates. Who knew Bill Gates got a free weekend with his ex-girlfriend once a year for their 27-year marriage? Can you imagine agreeing to that when you marry him? Why did he marry her? Why did he marry her and not the lover?
You know, technically, the mistress. By doing that, he voided the marriage.
Yeah.
There was no marriage.
Right.
There was no meeting of the month.
Why her?
Well, I haven't seen a picture of her yet, so
I mean, why Melinda? Like, why would you?
He wanted a really, like, all-American gal next to him in public.
Huh.
And in bed, he wanted
the
all-American hooker.
Thank you for explaining it to me.
Very simple.
In such plain language. Yeah. I really appreciate that. I was a little floored. I think most people are.
I think most people are having serious doubts about Mr. Gates now also because of this. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly. Well, look at us. When did we hire him? When did we elect him? Walk in the room with all of his cash and then become the voice of our health and the voice of our education in America? I mean, look at what he's done to our country.
All because he made a computer.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was a publisher who wanted me to have this book on, and we were supposed to talk about Bill Gates. And we were supposed to talk about what a hero he was for America.
Yeah,
and I actually told the publisher, I said, I can't do it. I couldn't make it through that interview. And the publisher was shocked. And I said, I just can't. I just can't. I can't pretend that this guy isn't evil. I'm sorry. And they thanked me for my honesty. And, didn't send a whole lot of guests anymore. But you know what, though? It's okay. I cannot sit there and say that he is the king of our country and what a gift to mankind he is. Gross.
And that, my dear, is why you are the Kate Daly.
Well, thank you. Gosh. Why is there a hint of sarcasm?
No, there was no sarcasm at all. No, there are not many people in this industry that would turn down a chance like that because they know the evil sucker doesn't deserve anything.
With David Rubenstein, the billionaire. I mean, they could not believe. I was like, no thanks. I'd rather spend the afternoon talking about local politics. Thank you. No, you're sweet to say that. Thank you. All right. Well, I wanted to see if anybody wanted to chime in on why they think the lumber crisis is going on, too. Lumber shortage. I just wanted to get a feel before we go into the next hour. We're going to be talking about that for a little bit before Dean Sessions comes on.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
All right.
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
There is not one.
Okay.
Where
all right.
I happen to reside, in the last 3 months, they've built over 1,000 homes.
Interesting.
Hard to do with a lumber shortage.
Well, the cost is up, but yes, I agree with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, here's some tinfoil for you.
Okay.
The real Bill Gates died in 2004 and was replaced by a reptilian.
Interesting. Now, I have to say,
I heard that the other day.
Okay, well, I don't believe that. But you know what? When you look at photos of him in the mid-90s, he has autism. He's rocking. He has a hard time making eye contact. It's a very, very different Bill Gates. I have to say that. That to me, side by side, they do not look like the same person. But that's just that, I mean, I don't know what the situation is, but it was really strange to see him in the 90s. Uncle Milty?
I just wanted to say that if you don't believe that he may be a reptilian, you're going to have a rude awakening someday when they all pull off their skin and you see you. The green underneath.
I don't think I'll be that surprised.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I've heard that before. Strange stuff. But, you know, he doesn't look like himself, and he has a completely different mannerisms, and he was tough to talk to.
Some of that could have come with age.
Okay, yes. You could be very right on that. It's just, when did we elect him? I don't know. I don't know when we elected him, but I've done some stories on Bill Gates and kind of went through his past and history. You guys can Google that, too. Some people are telling me that they want to order that plant in the extract, in the tincture. And all you have to do is Google buy a tincture from Northern Pitcher plant, and it'll come up. There's lots of
Northern
people that
Pitcher plant.
P-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Yeah, what does it do?
It's for smallpox. It's a cure for smallpox
that they talked about
in the 1850s. Now, the CDC today says only vaccine. There's no treatment. There's no cure. You're out of luck. There's nothing else. But this came out in the 1850s, and the Indians had been using this plant a long time.
Well, then why do all people my age have a little mark on their shoulder?
Exactly, right? Oh, my gosh. Just thought I would let people know. All you have to do is Google that. Like you're wanting to buy it. Like you're looking for the tincture that has it in the drops. And you can put that in water and drink it. And
I hate to always bring religion into it. Mm-hmm. But the scriptures are very specific about the fact that the good Lord gave us everything we need.
Many plants and things are to be used and wisely. And I'll tell you, the thought popped into my head when I was doing research to Google what the Indians had used. And I had never thought about that before. I didn't know that the Indians had used anything for smallpox. For some reason, that never came up in my history of research. So when I thought that, I thought, well, that's a weird thought. Okay. And then, lo and behold, stumbled onto this. So,
kind of crazy. Did you also know that the American Indians were the first people to use penicillin?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they went and took the moss off the north side of trees.
Interesting.
And packed it all over the wound.
Okay.
And it had antibiotic properties, and the wounds healed.
Wow. Interesting. I know that there's a book, a 1919 book, that lists this Sarracena purpurea plant. Looks like a flytrap plant. And they list it for smallpox in this book, but it's 1919, and it's a medical book of all the plants and all what they do. And yeah,
well,
I did order it.
I have done a little bit of studying about that. I think that the American Indians had a very close relationship with God, and that's how they discovered all these plants and cures they did. Yeah. And they discovered hundreds of them.
Yeah, they did.
Hundreds of them.
They did, absolutely. You got to have a people flourish somehow, some way, right?
Yeah.
And you can just absolutely Google that. It'll come up. There's a lot of people that sell it, and you can even get it for $6 a bottle. I mean, it's really cheap. And
are you worried about getting smallpox?
I'm worried about them unleashing smallpox, yes. And so many guests I've had on the show have said the same thing, that it's coming. Because a couple of years ago, they started saying, oh, Russia could unleash it on us because Russia has it, and there's always that threat. And I thought, oh, well, whenever they blame another country, usually we're going to do it here. And so that thought's been in the back of my mind.
So my 62-year-old vaccine probably won't help.
No. No. You have that scar for life for nothing. But this was the only known cure. This was the only known cure and to cure in 12 hours.
Well, order me a bottle when you order yours.
I will order you a bottle.
I'll pay for it.
You know, for $6, I would think that people would, like, I don't make any money from this or anything.
No.
I'm just saying, my gosh, do everything you can to prepare, use common sense, and make sure that you're ready for anything, right? Because
absolutely.
We don't know, and that has a pretty high lethal rate to it, so very contagious.
Yeah.
That would actually cause a pandemic. Yeah, that would be an actual pandemic.
That would be a real pandemic.
But we're not in one right now, so that's for sure. Getting tired of the lie. And if you want to call in about lumber, too, you can. I just wanted to get some thoughts before we launch into the next hour, because I want to talk. There's a lot of people with a lot of thoughts going on about why. And the prices, they keep saying it's because of COVID. See, if you buy furniture, it's 6 months out to 9 months out to get it. And yep. They keep saying that it's all about COVID. Well, no, it's not. It's not about COVID. Then they were saying labor shortages. Why didn't everything else go up 232%? Like that doesn't, I get that you might have a hard time finding some labor to compete with the
unemployment
whopping $1,400 they received a month ago. But at the same time, why are we still in this right now? And what is, you know, what's the overall message there? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, Kate, this is John the Wheelman.
John the Wheelman.
Where have you been?
Yeah, where have you been?
I've just been all over the country working, because you can't really make money in a COVID-inflicted Southern Utah.
Do they have phones where you are?
Where I am now, they do.
Okay,
so I had
good.
To climb up the telephone pole, and it's going tap, 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 buzz, tap, buzz. But no, I came through Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, mm-hmm. and I went past three lumber yards,
okay.
I mean mills,
right.
lumber mills.
Right.
And there was as many boards. I mean, you could have had 100 semis loading up, and it wouldn't have made a dent. How many boards, OSB boards, 2x4s, trusses, everything like that, stacked to the ceiling in these plants. Mm. And then I get down to the lower part of Texas going into Louisiana, mm-hmm. and I go past a stockyard, and there's so many cattle. And everybody's, we're getting a shortage of beef and a shortage of this. And a guy that I work with has a pool company. I said, are you guys running out of chlorine? And he says, no, they're just running the price up, just like the HVAC, when every 4 years they redesign your air conditioning so it has to take RA34 or
right.
RA38.
Right.
And
right.
then they run the price up. It's just, we used to have these things called integrity in business, but now it's Biden in there.
Yeah.
It's get what you can while you can before the well is dry.
You know what?
I didn't know you were 200 years old.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, my gosh.
I sound like I'm 200 years old. I feel like I'm 300, Uncle Milty. But I'm just saying, if you research long enough, I can go across the Canadian border and get you one of those oxygenators that you need so bad that you can't get down here.
But
they've got tons of them. I can go to Mexico and get any kind of operation under the sun for a tenth of the price that they do it here. They've got monopoly down to such an art here. They do it while they're shaking your hand, slipping the knife between the seventh rib just to nick that lung so you can't scream.
I agree. Bravo. Bravo.
But keep up the good work, guys.
You.
When I get back in, I'll have to get with you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it's been years.
Yeah, hit us up. Thank you. John the Wheelman's always fun.
Hilarious.
He's been traveling. So.
Well, that's where those are the people you need to listen to.
Yeah.
People that have been traveling the country that have seen the
non-shortage.
Lumber being cut.
Right.
Stacked.
Right.
Waiting to be loaded on a truck while we're being told there's a shortage.
Yeah, there was a video of a guy talking about the fact that he buys a lot. He's a construction guy, buys a lot from all these big yards. And he said the big box stores are kind of screwing everybody, while the other more private ones were just fine. He could get product and everything else and come in cheaper than the big box. And he wondered what was going on with Georgia-Pacific and all the different companies that supplied the lumber. And so I just thought that was kind of interesting, right? Just kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We've got Dean Sessions coming up, and boy, does he make sense in science. In fact, he shoots a hole right through the whole science narrative, if you will.
Yeah.
And you just must listen to him. And then also, we'll be opening up the phone lines for lumber if you want to talk about that too. I've got some things on that as well. We'll be right back.
I dream about shooting a hole through some things too.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.